San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, November 16, 2025. Today's lesson is Peace Be With You, with our guest speaker, Reverend Mark Obkamp.
Good morning. We open this morning with What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. And despite appearances, sometimes we live in a beautiful state of being. And that is our world. And as we begin today's lesson, let us anchor ourselves in the truth that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence that moves through all of creation. And I call that power God, the Living Spirit Almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And we anchor ourselves in this truth each week because we truly believe that the creative power of the universe and our sacred connection with it are all one. This is the reason that the great teacher Jesus reminded us of two very important things. I and the Father are one, meaning that we are all part of the creation, and that these and even greater things shall you do. Well, look at the things that we as humans and mankind have created. Such wondrous things. We must never lose sight of the fact that the creative power of the universe lives right here within us and that we have been given the wherewithal to use it. We also, being one with it in human forms of the divine, are allowing it to have its human experience through us. We are always creating with it. And we are always at choice as to what we are going to create. With that in mind, let us turn to the subject of this month's theme of serenity. Dr. Connie has already given us a foundation over the last couple of weeks as to what serenity is. And today, I would like to add a bit more definition to what serenity represents to me. In the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language, we are very simply told that serenity is unruffled, tranquil, dignified, unclouded, and bright. So let us think for a moment on what we have learned over the last couple of weeks about this thing called serenity. So what is it? Serenity generally refers to the state of being. Please remember these three words as we move through the next few minutes. The state of being. Calm, peaceful, and untroubled. It is a feeling of tranquil repose and a lack of agitation or disturbance. As a feeling, it describes a state of inner peace and tranquility. Inner peace. Even amidst chaos. And heaven knows, there is a lot of chaos around us these days. We get to see it, but we don't have to be it. So is serenity an inside job? And do we have some kind of control over it? After I've asked these questions, you'd think I should stop and, or should I go on? Okay, I'll go on. It's a sense of composure and quietude that is not easily disturbed. Quietude. I think that we might have to explore that idea in just a moment. As a place or environment, it can refer to the peacefulness and calmness of a physical space, like the serenity of a garden or a quiet hotel near the ocean. That's my happy place. And we all have our own happy places. So, as we begin to find serenity, how are we feeling within? Do we feel a sense of tranquility or a certain state of calm? A relaxation of our body? And what is calmness? From putting these words together, one of the things that I have been reminded about calmness is that it is the state of being free from agitation or strong emotion. It is really sounding like an inside or inner journey to me. Take a deep breath and allow your body to tense up now. Slowly release the stress of this tension and take a couple of deep cleansing breaths. Breathe in, hold it for a moment, and release. Do it again. Breathe in, hold it for a moment, and release. As you take these breaths, can you feel the tension and perhaps agitation leaving your body? These breaths are allowing you to shift your mental state to having a peace of mind and a momentary relaxation. They are allowing you to take control of any agitation, excitement, or disturbance that may be momentarily distracting you from the serenity and peace of your true essence. And so sometimes when we look at serenity as being a sense, a coming home to our true selves and purpose, it is not at all a luxurious or peaceful state, but instead an essential part of our minds, bodies, and souls. In our day-to-day life, experiencing a state of serenity can help us avoid chronic stress and help guide us to activities and other things that bring us joy. So remember, no matter where you are or what is going on around you, to go within, if only for even a few seconds, and breathe. Simply paying attention to the patterns of your breathing can help bring you back to center. So by now, you may be asking yourself what all of this has to do with peace. Well, let's get to that. Ernest Holmes, founder of the religious science movement and author of the Science of Mind textbook and hundreds of other writings, says this about peace in the Science of Mind textbook on page 617. Peace is a state of inner calm, an inner calm so complete that nothing can disturb it. The peace which comes only from the knowledge that it is all. Fathomless peace is meant by the peace of spirit. This is the peace to which Jesus referred to when he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." The infinite is always at peace because there is nothing to disturb it. A realization of our oneness with omnipresence brings peace. The peace which is accompanied by a consciousness of power. Ah, power. So remember what I said a few minutes ago about serenity being an inside job? Well, this is where it starts. And guess what? This peace that Jesus was talking about is inherent in all of us. So you may ask, why is it that so many people on this planet appear not to be at peace? Let us think about that for just a moment. Though peace, and for that matter, inner strength, are inherent qualities within our natures, we are still divine beings having a human experience. And we also have free will and volition. So sometimes we forget our sacred connections and ignore the sacred gifts that we have been given. So though we have the tools to work with, sometimes we just leave them in the toolbox. A lot of it has to do with inner work. But Seven Summit Pathways Treatment and Recovery Center had some practical practices to use. as day-to-day reminders of what we are. Give thanks. Start and end your day by giving thanks for all you have, whether it's food, shelter, clothing, health, or something else. Practice acceptance. Life will sometimes throw you curveballs, and it can sometimes get you down if you don't practice acceptance. But to this, I would like to add this line from the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Be kind. Acting unkindly towards others does not benefit you. And again, I'll add, instead, know the law of cause and effect and realize that if you are kind to others, most others in turn will be kind to you. Get enough sleep. Okay, I know all of us might have a little with this one, but by getting enough sleep and the right amount of sleep each night, it will help us wake up with a clear and relaxed mind. Keep your environment clean. That's a bad one for me. It's hard to relax in a messy space, so keep your space clean and fill it with things that bring you joy. For me, that begins with reading material and my music collection. Calm your wandering mind. Let it go. Our minds easily drift away to unsettling thoughts when we let them. We don't have to let them. So instead, bring them back to what you love. Just breathe and return to center. Use serenity or uplifting quotes. Hang them on your fridge, your bathroom mirror, around your house, and in your car to remind yourself of your goals. So these things are a great place to start, and great daily reminders of who one is. But as you begin to grow and your spiritual path begins to broaden, let me share with you a few more practices that have helped me along the way. On page 682 in the Science of Mind Glossary, Holmes states about silence. This word is used oftener and perhaps less understood than any one word in the terminology of the metaphysician. There is no place we must go for the silence. There is no particular posture we must assume. There is no formula. We must repeat. Om, om. Don't have to do that. We enter this inner tabernacle by whatever routes we may. Some people live in such conscious unity with good that instantly they can turn within and direct the avenues they wish to the good to take. Others need to approach by prayer, by singing, by reading a verse from the Bible, by repeating an inspirational poem. If we know that God is forever right where we are, we shall not be reaching out in every direction for Him. So remember, whatever it takes for you to get to that place, to that space, it's okay. We enter the inner chamber of our mind and close the door on all discord and confusion and commune with our God, whatever God is to you. Our personal spiritual consciousness, our Father within. Our eyes do not see visions and our ears do not hear sounds. The silence is our communion with Spirit, our awareness of our unity with good. Our understanding that the Father within, He doeth the work. So again, moving into the silence is a state of mind and can be achieved simply by blocking out those things around us for a moment. But let us not forget the five steps of affirmative prayer. Recognition. Recognition of God, in which we acknowledge the presence and power of the universal spirit, or God, as the ultimate reality and source of all things. Simply, God is all there is. In unification, or identification, we recognize oneself as a part and one with this universal spirit, asserting that the same power and presence are within the individual. And I am one with God. The affirmation or realization clearly states the desired outcome, as if it has already happened, believing in the law's ability to bring it into being. This step involves affirming the truth of the request. I know this to be my truth, and Spirit has already made this manifest. In the step of thanksgiving, gratitude is expressed for the manifestation of the desire, even before it appears in physical form, demonstrating faith and acceptance. And for this, I give thanks. And then it is released and let go. Releasing the prayer into the universal mind, we let go of any personal anxiety or doubt and turn our trust completely over to the process. As we conclude, and so it is. Now, do remember that God hears all prayers. And so if a prayer is delivered with full intent and belief, it is still going to be acted upon. However, these steps help us to find clarity within ourselves in defining the desire which is essential for focused intention. Also, by building our faith and acceptance even before the physical manifestation has taken place, we can create. We have that creative power in us. Always. It's there. It's a gift. And the universe always says yes to the extent of our belief. So in the final step of release, we relinquish any personal doubt and trust the prayer to the universal mind by acknowledging, and so it is, we are stepping aside from personal resistance and letting it go. You may recall that I have mentioned faith and trust a couple of times this morning. As with any spiritual practice, we must always remember that the universe acts in kind to the extent of our belief. So, of course, faith and trust in that for which we are asking is most important. If we do not believe that what is being asked for is already done in the mind of Spirit, then perhaps we need to open our hearts further and truly allow Spirit to work through us to create that which we desire. On the other hand, if we are not doing the inner work, we may be falling short of creating that which we desire. In order to truly achieve inner peace, we need to practice forgiveness on a daily basis. Whether we are forgiving something or someone from years in the past, or our personal stuff from yesterday, practicing forgiveness can help to create a calmness within that we can carry with us all the time. And forgiveness is created within a place of the truest love. On page 298 and 299 in the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes states, "To him who hath loved much, much is forgiven. A man may have shortcomings, but if he loves greatly, much will be forgiven him. People are dying for real human interest, for genuine friendship, for someone to tell them that they are all right. We always welcome the man who looks at the world as his friend and loves it. And it is the law that the man who sees what he wants to see, regardless of what appears, will someday experience in the outer what he has so faithfully seen in the within. From selfish reasons alone, if for no loftier reason, we cannot afford to find fault, to hate, or even to hold in mind anything against any living soul. The God of love cannot hear the prayer of the one who fails to love. In our meditation for friendship, let us make our unity with all life. So, if you would like, I invite you to close your eyes for a moment and move into the silence as I read these words. And as I read them, I will leave space for you to echo them back if you desire. God in me is unified with God in all. This one is now drawing into my life all love and fellowship. I am one with all people, with all things, with all life. As I listen in the silence, the voice of all humanity speaks to me and answers the love that I hold out to it. The great love which I now feel for the world is the love of God, and it is felt by all and comes back to me from all. I understand all people, and this understanding is reflected back to me from all. I give friendship, and therefore I have friends. I help, therefore I am helped. I uplift, therefore I am uplifted. I am now surrounded by all love, all friendship, all companionship, all health, all happiness, all success. I am one with life. I wait in the silence while the Great Spirit bears this message to the whole world. It is so, and so it is. And so just for a moment, just breathe. Together with peace-filled hearts, we have just spread love over the entire planet and returned the love that we have shared back to us tenfold. Now, I realize that sometimes this world can seem like a scary place, and that sometimes we can become exasperated or angry with the way things appear. But if that happens to you, and for whatever reason you are feeling desperate or hopeless, remember that though it may seem like everything has been taken away from you, even your last ounce of hope, one thing that can never be taken from you is one of the most precious gifts of spirit. We always have the ability to choose our own attitude in any given set of circumstances. We get to choose our own way. So Andy Wild has said that serenity is a state of feeling calm. I think of it as an emotion, like happy or excited. Serene is a feeling that comes and goes. I used to think I wanted serenity in my life all the time. I even imagined having a daughter and naming her Serena to remind me to stay calm and float through the day in a state of bliss. But I ended up having sons, and I've realized I don't really want serenity, at least not all the time. Capturing moments of serenity during the chaos of life is important. A nice view, wind in some trees, a bird eating fruit in a tree. It's calming to look for and appreciate these moments, especially if you're stuck in a stressful meeting, not enjoying a long train ride, or being yelled out by the teenagers you share a house with. But the rest of the time, I'd rather be living my life. And so what I gathered from this is life is going on around us all the time, and we get to choose what we are going to allow to stress us out or not. Sometimes, to find that place of peace or serenity, all we need to do is perhaps take a couple of deep breaths, maybe turn our attention away from any given situation for a moment, and perhaps focus our attention on the clouds in the sky or the warmth of the sun upon our skin. If there's a breeze blowing, I like to notice how it feels on my face. Just that simple breeze on my face. And maybe, sometimes, we just need reminders on post-it notes around our home or on our refrigerator. Sometimes we may need a couple of days to recharge, if we can do that. But what it comes down to is that we are each individual expressions of the One, and still part of the One. Part of the gift of this life is that each of us gets to choose how we are going to live it. I personally choose to view this world as a wonderful place to be. I have developed tools to help me do this. Though I do not always find myself in a place of peace and serenity, I know what I have to do to return to my truth and center myself on solid footing. My tools are prayer and meditation. And sometimes, just closing my eyes and finding my happy place. We all have a happy place. And so as long as you are open to the peace that resides in you, it will always be there for you to access whenever you need it. Remember, the choice is always yours. And you always, always have choice. I thank you for your time and attention this morning. May peace be with you. Namaste.